Catch the NBA playoffs on Sling TV, the most flexible live TV streaming service, putting consumers in control to watch games their way with flexible subscriptions. Want to catch one game or a full series on ESPN? Grab a 1, 3, or 7-day pass. If you want to catch as many games as possible, get a monthly subscription with our ABC, NBC, and ESPN combo package. Either way, Sling lets you watch the playoffs your way with no long-term contracts. Learn more at sling.com.
Come on.
Welcome to Left Play. This is George G, and the time is right. Welcome to today's guest, Strong and Powerful Suzanne Wynn. Suzanne, are you ready to do this?
Yes, let's go.
Let's go. Suzanne is the Senior Director of Communication, Communities, and Brand with Agora. They are the real-time engagement platform, making real-time engagement ubiquitous. Suzanne, I'm excited to have you on. Tell us a little bit about your personal life, some more about your work, and why you do what you do.
Wow, George, thank you so much for having me. I'm really excited to talk about what Agora does. I've a veteran in this technology space for over 25 years, and I've dabbled in creating a lot of communities like Android, like the Adobe developer community, and then even dabble in haptic technology, if you know what that is, and that's, you know, the vibration feedback that you get when you're playing games and when you have your phones. And so now I'm all about real-time engagement, and that's what Agora does. And we've started that. We're the leader and also award-winning technology, basically real-time engagement platform of choice for any application to integrate into their app and have it the feature of real-time video conferencing, live engaging video conferencing, as well as voice calls as well.
Nice. So that was really, that was going to be my first question, is what is real-time engagement?
Well, you know, we connect with each other. And in the past, a lot of people say it's real-time communications. It's just about communications, talking to each other. Real-time engagement is about having a sense of presence in any virtual or physical world and connecting and engaging with one another, this human to human connection beyond just communications. It's not just you and I talking, but you and I integrating, engaging with each other and connecting and building that bond and that sense of presence, where presence is, there's a physical border, regardless of physical border. So before we had the limitations of physical border. Now we don't have any more limitations. It could be a virtual world to a physical world. It could be a virtual world to a virtual world engagement with each other. So it's that sense of presence, removing all borders.
Nice. So y'all set out to create exactly what you created, or walk us through a little bit about Agora and what it started as and how it's morphed and evolved.
Agora started out as a brainchild of a few people getting together in a garage in Silicon Valley, really, and saying, you know what, it's difficult to add this communications or live video into applications at that time. And it started out as, you know, everyone knew RTC. Everyone knew about real-time communications. But how do you integrate, and how does an app easily add that feature into the application? And so our CEO, Tony Zhao, he's one of the lead engineers that created WebEx. And he thought, you know, I want to make this feature, this platform ubiquitous, and so that it could be integrated to any application, anytime, anywhere. So you could be in a third world country and be able to still access and have video conferencing using the Agora application. I'm sorry, the Agora platform.
So I can essentially add Agora to other things, other platforms, mm-hmm. other technologies.
Any application that you have. So, and now we're really focused a lot on virtual reality, metaverse, meta world. You can actually integrate Agora into the platform to allow you to have this video conferencing in between the virtual world and the physical world. We've partnered with a lot of OEMs to allow that capability. So you could be wearing your VR, let's say VR headset, and you can integrate with a real world person like me and you talking through our own webcam and allow us to have this interaction and this engagement as if I'm in your virtual world and you're in my physical world, removing all of that border, basically. So any application can add Agora platform to have video conferencing, whether it's in a virtual world or whether it's a physical world. We span across all industries in education, where you can have that, you know, engagement and that connection with teachers to students, one to many, one to one, one to millions. And or you could have your office collaboration tool, where it's as if you're in an office together and you're engaging with each other. And you have, again, like I've said, that sense of presence. You're in the office, but then you're not physically in the office, but you're collaborating with each other as if you're in an office. And I'll give you an example. I was in New Caledonia a few months back, and I was interacting with my teammates here in California. And it was as if I'm with them in the office, and they didn't even feel that I was across the world away. And we were able to collaborate and work and build, the branding programs for Agora, and all of them were working on a conference right now. And we're able to do all of that with people from all over the world. We have team members all over the world supporting over 100 countries.
I think it's incredible, and how technology is bridging that gap. So, when just to use that example of when you were in New Caledonia, what were you just using Agora, or what other technologies were you also using?
So, Agora is the platform behind, basically, I said powered by Agora. So Agora powers all of these video conferencing capabilities for our customers. And so we are also in virtual conference applications. We're in the video conferencing applications. And, we can also do a lot of sharing, basically screen sharing and all that as well. So being in New Caledonia, I was able to do everything I could with my teammates as if, I'm sitting right next to them. So it's a combination of I can go on video with them. I can attend a conference with them. I could even be a speaker in a conference using, the Agora's recording video conferencing platform capability that powers all these other applications.
Nice. And you mentioned that you're benefiting pretty much every vertical: education, retail, social media, telehealth,
exactly.
The future of work and gaming and virtual events. How does it work with gaming?
So with gaming, we have a lot of customers that want to go beyond this. Like, let's say, for instance, you're playing poker and you have video screens up and you're actually watching the other and playing with someone, actually seeing them. And it's not just, a computer video game, right? It's a game where you can interact and actually see other people and communicate. We also have some really great game customers, gaming customers that use, let's say, it's a puzzle game, right? They can talk to each other and help each other through puzzles and through, let's say, an escape room. You have a video, you have the voice, and you're working with each other to work through this escape room. Or you're in a VR headset, you know, where a virtual metaverse world, and you're talking to each other and you're interacting with each other through this metaverse world using Agora technology or powered by Agora.
Catch the NBA playoffs on Sling TV, the most flexible live TV streaming service, putting consumers in control to watch games their way with flexible subscriptions. Want to catch one game or a full series on ESPN? Grab a 1, 3, or 7-day pass. If you want to catch as many games as possible, get a monthly subscription with our ABC, NBC, and ESPN combo package. Either way, Sling lets you watch the playoffs your way with no long-term contracts. Learn more at sling.com.
So it sounds like, and I don't want to use the term that if you can, you know, sort of dream it, you can make it happen. But it sounds like you are working to do that. I forget what the term that you used, to having a sense of presence.
Mm-hmm.
And that we are going to be virtual or whatever. That's
right.
Even if we are virtual, it's going to seem like we're not.
Right. I mean, think about it this way, right? Your innovation is really limited by your imagination. I think that's what I say. We've powered, and we've actually, you know, battle tested. We've powered more than, 250 use cases that are out there. But we're also the most installed SDK for this technology. We have, use cases that come to us that's just mind-blowing. If you think about when we were during the pandemic, people were pretty much quarantined and home. But, you know, you get lonely, right? But I miss karaoke, let's say. There's an app that allows me to sing karaoke with my friend that's, you know, across the world. So my husband travels a lot for his work. So he and I, you know, talk together, play games together, do a lot of things together. And you know, we're actually, poster child for this kind of environment because, you know, we were separated for a year due to the borders being all closed and because he was on a business trip. But we were able to be closer than ever using, a lot of this technology. And, you know, Agora also has a demo Agora video call conferencing app. And sometimes we have to use that because he's in a third world country. And the connection is so poor with every other. We've tried everything else. And then Agora is the one that actually works the best. So he's like, can we go on ABC? Because I can't hear you. I'm like, okay, let's go to the Agora video call.
Nice.
And that's, you know, kind of something that you, if you think about how can you engage with each other? How do you have that sense of presence when there's a physical border separating you? So now there's no more physical border. You know, there we have customers that have built virtual worlds that allow people to come into, let's say, mimic a office space or mimic a virtual world that simulates the a school campus. You can walk into the classroom, sit next to a friend that is across the world, that's a student, and you're now listening to a lecture together, and you can see the teacher whiteboard, or you could see that, you know, the teacher share the screen. It's not just the regular, just a video conferencing app. It's being that, like, I feel like I am next to someone because I'm in this virtual world next to each other. I could be in a conference, room talking to my colleagues, and I can feel their quote unquote presence there without any physical presence. But sense that I know they're next to me, or I know they're there. Maybe they're walking to the water cooler to get a cup of coffee. I know that. I see that in the virtual world. And that's amazing to me. And then the other part that I think technology is taking us that's even equally amazing is I'm sitting here in my physical world, and someone else is hanging out in a virtual world somewhere. And the both of us can be interacting with each other. Whereas in the past, that's closed off, right? You have that border of physical and virtual world. You can't really connect. Like I have to put on a headset, basically, right, to be able to interact with the other person. But now with Agora technology, we can connect that and I don't have to put on a headset. I just have to look at my webcam, but I can see what you see if you're in a virtual world. I think that's amazing to me. I mean, that's the future and the power of technology. And I love the fact that I can say all of this can be powered by Agora. That gives me goosebumps sometimes. Like, you know, our technology is allowing people to have this kind of connection. And I've never imagined it. I mean, think about, you know, if you have your self-driving car in the future, think about having this a conference in the self-driving car. And you can have, you know, you can talk to people in through videos. This is all it's kind of doable, I should say. It's all in the future, and maybe, you know, 5 years from now, 10 years now, I mean, you know, self-driving cars are here, right? Yeah. I could be sitting in a car, I could be meditating, meditating, and then the next moment I get on a video call in a boardroom-like environment talking to my, you know, colleagues, and all of it really can be powered by Agora. It's just basically, again, innovation is limited by your imagination.
I love it. Innovation is limited by my imagination. All right. So much more to come, even though we've already come such a long way and technology like Agora is making it all possible. I love it. Well, Suzanne, the people are ready for that difference-making tip. What do you have for them?
Well, my tip for everyone is really don't let anything prevent you from following your dreams. There may be difficult roads ahead and you stumble and fall. You fail fast, but you know, you get up, brush yourself off and get going again because you can do it. My motto, as I said, you know, innovation is limited by your imagination. So imagine a way and create a beautiful world for yourself, whether it's with Agora, powered by Agora or not, but create a beautiful world for yourself. And you're your master of your own happiness.
Well, I think that is great stuff that definitely gets a come up. Suzanne, thank you so much for coming on. Where can people learn more about you and how can people start engaging with Agora if they're not already?
So George, thank you for asking. If you are interested in learning more about Agora, just go to our website, www.agora.io, and you know, learn about our technology. You could see some really great success stories and people who've used our technologies in all of these spaces I've talked about who've been really successful. And you know, create an app because you can actually add innovation, this video conferencing in your app within minutes. And I mean minutes, not days or weeks, but minutes. We have low code, no code, solutions, as well as if you want to do it yourself, you can create a more complex customized code feature. Up to you. It's your imagination and it's your innovation.
Love it. Well, if you enjoyed this as much as I did, show Suzanne your appreciation and share today's show with a friend who also appreciates good ideas. Go to agora.io. That's agora.io. And we've got use cases, dozens and dozens of different use cases that are on there and the different verticals, just explaining how it all works. And like she said, the innovation is limited only by our imaginations. Thanks again, Suzanne.
Thank you so much, George. And thank you, everyone, for listening. And I hope you all have a really wonderful, great day.
Love it. And until next time, keep fighting the good fight. We are all in this together.